Hello, everybody. This is Mike Lampe, and I am the host of the Active Learning Podcast. I'm sorry for those of you who were hoping to have more episodes to dive into active learning, and I hope this is more of an attempt this time around to actually have a consistent podcast, and I'm going to record many episodes in one time so that we can kind of get a weekly podcast out to you. And I want to, kind of continue to progress what active learning may mean as the experiences of here at USC Upstate continue and the different folks that I listen and talk to about active learning, even outside of the institution, is a fantastic way of kind of seeing where is active learning going and where is it taking us. So in the next few podcasts, you're going to be hearing about, you know, what does it mean for faculty? What does it mean for administrators? What does it mean for IT departments? And what does it mean for tech vendors as far as, you know, this possible, you know, for some people it might not be new, but new phenomenon of how do we create the best classroom designs possible. I'll talk a little bit more on our progress when it comes to how we're looking at creating a process for, having technology innovations, classroom innovations, and who is the person that's in charge and having that authority to figure it out. So in the meantime, I want to start off this new season of podcasts in the realm of, the faculty. And I think as of this point, I really think that with the silization that takes place at the university, where everybody's kind of doing what they are told to do, and not necessarily in a bad way, that almost came off weird, but the idea of you have a responsibility on campus to get what you need to get done. Sometimes you're overworked, sometimes you're just doing one thing and you wish you could diversify the skill sets that you have. But within the siloization that takes place, there's a need for administrators, there's a need for universities to find out ways where faculty and staff or faculty in different disciplines can get together and work out. And I think that if you're trying to create this active learning initiative, whether you're strictly focused on the classroom design side of it or you're strictly focused on how is this going to affect my teaching individually, you got to be careful in not just siloing yourself and saying, oh, I just want that cool classroom. Oh, I want that piece of technology. You got to really focus on, how can I create, how can there be a chance where instead of just creating that classroom or just creating that technology available, making that classroom technology available to faculty members, is the idea of how can you get a group of faculty members to really intensely engage in the active learning pedagogy? Just consider this a pitch for me why I think it's important to have a faculty development program for active learning, whether it is part of a grant that's happening here at USC Upstate, or even when the grant's not complete, how do you create an environment where faculty get together? For example, I think I might have said this in another episode, but it's really interesting to see when faculty members go into the summer trainings that we have, and a lot of them there's been a few of them that have been working at USC Upstate for long periods of time, they haven't met some of the other folks that come in here. And I'm just, it's not baffling. It's really, it really shows the need that we need to do more as administrators to find ways where faculty from different disciplines can connect. We talk about the liberal arts education, about why we need to have general education, why we need to have students look and take courses in different disciplines, so that they can get a well-rounded education, and with the well-rounded education, they can get the skill sets needed for an ever-changing, dynamic world and trying to be innovative. Why can't we, why can't we apply that methodology? Why can't we apply that concept, that philosophy, to having faculty work together at an institution? I mean, we're supposed to be an institution where we can be innovative, and we could try to find ways to say, hey, we're going to take a look at X, Y, and Z concept in a different light by having co-teaching going on. And I think there's more of that starting to happen here at Upstate, and I'm sure it's probably happening in some of the institutions that you're working with. But that's besides the case. I think if you want to take it down to more of a micro-level approach as far as the active learning, what I would recommend is really reach out to the department chairs, really reach out to the administrators and say, listen, we want to make sure that there's a common bond as far as what active learning looks like in the classrooms. And it doesn't have to be all the same. It's almost like the online learning situation where, you know, we don't want to have one specific model and that's everybody copying that model. We understand that there's going to be innovations within the classroom in each particular faculty member. Some of the comparative research that we're doing here, we're seeing that as well, as the classroom is helping the environment, the classroom is helping the opportunities for the faculty to do what they want to do. But at the end of the day, the faculty member has its own value as well for students and their perceptions on engagement. I really think that there is a thing that happens with these faculty developments that are what I like to call the interdisciplinary effect, where it gives faculty members, I think, more flexibility to talk about things amongst themselves, knowing that there's not, you know, the hierarchy of their own department in those faculty development trainings. I'm not saying necessarily that faculty development trainings within departments are bad. I think that there's a time and a place for that. But I think when you're looking at being innovative in your content, I think it sometimes can be better when one or two of the departments, you know, are going in with a group of another one and two, like a pair of another. That way you can kind of get that multiple perspectives on how to do things and tackle the challenges that you're seeing so that they can be the advocates of active learning going forward. So that's something that I would recommend doing. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, I think this kind of gives, you know, even just the faculty development programs in general, the trainings for active learning, it's a little bit easier when you have multiple faculty together in a room for a week. You know, I would probably say a week is too little, because you want to create a great foundation for the faculty that are in there so that they have enough tools in their tool belt for active learning to kind of get them going. It's just the idea of giving them the confidence, allowing for consistency to take place over a week so that a week can turn into a month of them kind of getting the course content taken care of. When you're doing a pedagogy, you have the idea of, well, we perfected PowerPoint presentations for classroom. It really is easy. As of this point, we've made it a social norm to go to a computer that's situated in the front of the classroom, turn on the computer, get PowerPoint up and running, maybe Prezi if you're kind of new age, for example, but we've perfected that model. So if you're looking at active learning, it's going to take time to perfect the whatever model you think active learning takes. How much of the direct instruction are you going to do? How much of the active learning activities are you going to do so that you can get the application, but you also get the theoretical component out of it? So if nothing else, I know that I kind of rambled for a little bit. Here's what I think. This is what I like to call the three C's of faculty development programming. How can you create a community impact? How can you create the confidence factor? And how can you create consistency? I think the community impact comes with multiple faculty members finally realizing that they have other faculty that are interested in enhancing their pedagogy. You have the confidence factor of, hey, I'm doing this active learning stuff and I'm intentionally taking a look at it for the first time. A keyword, intentional. It's because a lot of times you have faculty members who think that they're already doing some active learning already, and they definitely are. Some of them might not be doing it as well as they could be, but that's beside the point. So having that community factor of, you know, we have the hashtag of Twitter, and they can always go to that hashtag to see what other faculty at USC Upstate are doing. And then they can do the hashtag at Active Learning too. The confidence factor is doing a foundational portion during the faculty training so that they have something to start with. And then we're creating an active learning library that'll be soon up and running on our website. If you want to take a look at it, I'll announce it later. So creating that confidence, like, hey, I can do this, and I can do it in a very intentional way that's accessible, and it works with assessment. Finally, consistency. The more they do it, the more it's going to get easier for them. Just like when PowerPoint first came out, it took a while for everybody to get used to PowerPoint and the little knickknacks and trinkets that you can do with it. So that's pretty much all I got for today. I don't want to make it too long like usual. I try to keep it under 10 minutes. I went a little over, I think, this time around with the music. So just cut the music off if you want to. But please, if you want to have any questions or concerns about anything I said today, or if you want to join us at the show, please email me at mlampy@uscupstate.edu. You could send me a Twitter tweet at situationalist. And I will definitely be posting this on the hashtag active learning, list, I guess you can call it. So without further ado, this has been Mike Lampy. I hope you have a great rest of your day and happy Memorial Day for those of you who, celebrate, and for those of you who, think about our veterans as those who lost their lives for us and everything like that. So, hope everything is well. Take care.